Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back for another episode. I'm excited to bring you another interview. It's been so fun doing these interviews and you guys have given us a lot of great feedback saying that you wanted to see more of them. So we are excited to bring on Jess Bargain-Quash. She's the founder of Lady Changemakers. Hey Jess, welcome to the show.
Hey Whitney, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Well, I thought that this was a really awesome opportunity because hey, I love Lady Changemakers and what you guys stand for, but I know that you're also an SEO expert. So first, let's start. Tell me a little bit about you and Lady Changemakers.
Yeah. So Lady Changemakers is an exclusive e-commerce platform for women-owned businesses to gain exposure and sales. We have a marketplace and a directory. So we started as a directory in 2020, and we started with about 50 listings. And as of today, we are at over 750 listings in our directory, which is really exciting. And then we launched a marketplace. So we have now you can actually shop and purchase from the women in our platform. So we have 25 founding members that we started with and really launched the platform at the end of 2021. So we're pretty new with our marketplace, and it's been a really exciting journey to not only be able to search and find women-owned businesses, but now you can actually shop them as well.
Very cool. So wait, what's the difference between the directory is just kind of like a listing of a lot of different businesses?
Yeah. So I really wanted to be able to serve women-owned businesses wherever they're at in their business journey. So our directory is completely free to join. You essentially just get a business listing and it links out to your website. Whereas our marketplace, you can create an entire storefront for your business. And we take both service-based businesses and product-based businesses. So whatever you are selling, you can sell off our platform, and it actually connects with your website links. So what makes our platform a little bit different from like Etsy and Amazon is that we don't charge all those fees for like listing fees and transaction fees, because the transactions don't actually happen on our platform. They happen on your website.
Awesome. So for somebody who just like wants to come shop the site, is there any like membership they need to buy or anything?
Nope. It's completely free for consumers to shop the platform. And what's been really cool to see is that the people who are joining the platform, the women-owned businesses, are also the people who are shopping our platform as well. So we see consumers both on B2B area and B2C, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw that y'all have like all different kinds. Like you've got coaches on there, but then you've also got like people selling like candles and perfume, mm-hmm. and you've got attorneys, and there's like such a cool mix of people.
Yeah. I always like to say there's a lady that can do it. So whatever you're looking for, we've got a lady for it. We even have a really, what I would have thought was a really random business listing, but it's a woman-owned business that fixes septic tanks. So women can literally do everything.
Wow. More power to you, sister. That's not my realm, but again, somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Very cool. So what inspired you to do this, like, and start this whole platform?
It was really, so my entire background is marketing and advertising. And as you know, kind of being in that similar space, it's very male dominated. I would say that I was pretty much chewed up and spit out in the corporate environment, and just being in that male dominated area, I felt the injustice that women owned businesses just see every day today. Women owned businesses receive less press than male owned businesses. They receive less funding. And I really just wanted to create something that even the playing field for women owned businesses. I want them to not say that women owned businesses are better, although most of the time they are. But I just want them to be seen just as much as their male counterparts, and giving them this platform to really uplift them and give them that visibility that they deserve.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a big believer in like equality doesn't mean overshadowing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like equality is equality for everybody. Like I'm not asking to be put in front of a male business, you know, or above them. Mm-hmm. I just want the same shot as everybody.
Exactly. Yes.
Very cool. So I know, you know, like using your expertise has been a big factor in creating Lady Changemaker. So tell me a little bit about your background in like marketing and.
Yes, sir. What makes our platform a little different is that we really focus on organic reach and SEO efforts, which I'm excited to we'll talk about a little bit more. But the focus of our directory was really to provide you exposure through the power of SEO. So search engine optimization, especially organic, can be really powerful for your business. So when we launched our directory, we had different listing types. And if you upgraded your listing, you would get all of this SEO through your listing. And we found that people who upgraded their listings for this option received 83% more traffic to their listing. So that just shows you that doing keyword research and putting the right content inside your listings really helped you be found more through Google searches.
Oh, you are preaching to the choir over here, but it's so, and this is what we run into too as an agency, like, and this is one of the big whys of my company is like, you find these people who own these amazing businesses and they don't know how to drive traffic to their own business. So I always say like, you can have the most beautiful art gallery or amazing, you could be an amazing attorney or whatever the case may be, but if nobody can find you or nobody ever knows you exist, it doesn't matter, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now like online visibility is literally like the number one thing that can make or break a business. And people just get so overwhelmed by this whole idea of, even when you say SEO, they start like glossing over of like, too techie for me.
Yeah, I hear that a lot too. And it doesn't have to be that scary. And I think the other part of SEO where a lot of businesses find frustrating is that it does take a little time. So SEO isn't your magic cure to be bringing in business within the next day. It's something that builds over time. But the best part about SEO is that, especially organic SEO, is that it's free. You're just building content on your site, just strategically building content on your site. And it's going to work for you for years to come. So it's so important. And SEO should be bringing in about 50% of your organic traffic to your website.
Yep. Okay. So I know there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast that are like seasoned marketers, but there's also like very 101 people that listen to this. So for anybody who doesn't know what SEO is and what organic means, can you break that down for them?
Yeah. The simplest way to explain SEO, search engine optimization, is just really building content on your website that allows you to be found in Google searches. So it's just how people are searching for you in Google is how you want to attract them into your website.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm talking about it to a client, I like to give them this example. Like, you know, we work with a lot of resorts and hotels, hospitality stuff being down here in a very tourism heavy area. So I say, okay, when somebody Googles Destin, Florida hotel, where do you pop up? Mm-hmm. Are you on the first page? Are you on the 10th page? Like, are you anywhere? Like, where do you pop up? And I can always see them like kind of scratching their head and they're like, well, I don't know. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so who is popping up at the highest and how did they get there? And they're like, oh, well, people pay for that because, you know, like AdWords and stuff in the little yellow box. I don't even think the yellow box exists anymore. I mean, there's still the paid stuff at the top, mm-hmm. but remember it used to be in a yellow box.
Oh yeah. Google makes it a little bit harder to see what's being paid for mm-hmm. versus what's being organic. And they do fill up probably almost like the entire first page results with paid.
Yep.
Or paid reach. Yeah.
But that's what the client would say is like, I'm like, well, so who pops up first and how did they get mm-hmm. there? And, mm-hmm. and then they're scratching their head and they're like, well, maybe they paid that. And I'm like, well, how do we get you up as high as possible without paying a penny to Google? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes, I want that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and it's definitely possible too. And I think a lot of people think they have to pay an exorbitant amount of money to really be found in Google searches. And that's just not true.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say to somebody that like, if they're trying to enhance their SEO in general, organically without paying, like, do you have any thoughts or things that they can actually implement?
Definitely. Yeah. The first thing I would suggest doing is making sure you're signing up for all the free Google tools. You need to analyze your initial traffic, understand if people are actually finding you and if you are receiving any traffic. I'm very data driven. Data tells us a lot about how people are finding us and what they're actually searching for. So there's a couple free Google tools that you can sign up for. One is Google Analytics. Another is Google Search Console. So that one will tell you what people are searching for and how you're popping up in search results. So that's really important. Google Analytics will tell you where they clicked from to get to your website. Mm-hmm. So that's great information as well. Google Trends will tell you what topics people are searching for. So you can, it's also the same as Answer the Public. So those will give you like questions that people type into Google. That tells you what kind of content you should be creating. And then there is Google Keywords. So you can sign up for a free Google AdWord account, and there's a keyword planner tool that's completely free to use. And that's where you can do your keyword research. So these totally free tools give you so much information on what you need to be creating content-wise to drive traffic to your website. So step one, sign up for free tools. Again, they're free. So that's excellent. Next, this is probably just an unpopular opinion, but if you know nothing about SEO and you don't want to sign up for these tools, just start writing blogs. Blogs, if you're not doing anything and you don't want to do anything with SEO because you're scared of it, as long as you're writing blogs, you're probably speaking to your ideal customer through those blogs, and you will start to see some traffic there. You can always go back to those blogs when you're ready and more confident in using those new Google tools, and you can implement some SEO after the fact to those blogs, which will help power them more. But just start creating content on your website.
I love it. We do a lot of blogs for people. And sometimes when we put that into our proposal for them, they're like, I don't really want to pay for that because like no one's reading our blog. Like they're not coming to our website to read our blog. And I'm like, hey, listen, you know who's reading your blog? Google. That's all that matters. I mean, it's cool. Like if your clients or your customers, or your potential customers are going to your site and reading it, you know, we pump it out through social too. If we write a blog, that's great social content, then you link it back and they come to your website and read it, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't understand that. And I'm like, you have to, all those words that we put into this article, so powerful. And what you just said about Ask the Public, that's the main one I use. So we'll do that. Like for one of our resorts, we found that people were searching fireworks. Fireworks are a huge thing at the beach. People, it's like, we see them, it's every summer, it's like three times a week there's fireworks shows because it's like the, you know, the icing on the cake for people's vacation and their kids love it and all that. So people were searching for fireworks in Destin. So we did a blog that was like three places to see fireworks while you're visiting Destin this summer and made a quick list of all the locations, what they can expect, where do they stand to watch it, just like general information. It blew up.
Nice.
Got so much traffic. So I always tell people like, you know, they get discouraged by a blog. They're like, no one's reading my blog. I'm like, the only person that matters is Google and they are reading it.
Exactly. Yes. Google is constantly crawling your website for information and trying to find relevant information. One of the big changes Google made to their SEO algorithm is that the length of content. So I think that's another thing that scares people away from writing blogs is they think Google wants them to write these 3,000 word essays for blogs. That used to be true. It's no longer true. Google is now looking for, just like how video is now short term or short form content. That's what Google's really looking for as well with blogs is relevant content. Is this something that your customer wants to read? And are you providing them relevant information? So really, if you just want to write a 300 word blog, that's probably okay as long as the content is relevant to the user and they're going to actually read it.
Yeah. Is there a minimum number? It used to be like some kind of, I read this article years ago that was like, the whole page has to have at least 382 words or something like that.
Yeah, I don't. Google has not come out and said that they have a minimum word count anymore. They're more just looking for relevant content and a way to format your blogs and your content to show the relevant content. Google looks for things like bolded and italicized text. So that's how they're reading your website. They'll look for that bolded, the headlines. We always need an H1 headline. You have one of those. So do not use multiple H1 headlines. And then you separate them using H2 headlines. So these are just different, essentially bolded text. And then you can actually use bolded and italicized text to tell Google throughout your content what's important for the user to read. So that's a nice little hack for Google to read your blogs too and help them realize what your content's about.
That's cool. I didn't know about the bolded and italicized thing. So
yeah, that was newer for this year as well.
You learn something new every day. Do you remember on sites, like this is like 15 years ago kind of thing, you would scroll to the bottom of the website and there would be like this entire massive paragraph of like 100 words that would just be like a total, like trying to be like SEO hack, where it would be like all the different
keyword packing.
Yeah. Just like, I don't even know the term for that, but like just packing all these random words and terms and cities and all this kind of stuff down at the bottom of the site to try to
Google I do not suggest that anymore. That what did used to be like an SEO hack back in the day, and Google will now penalize you for doing that. Another thing people used to do was they would put the keywords in like white lettering so that you couldn't actually read it, but it was in the background of the website. So Google will also penalize you for doing that as well, for hiding any keywords.
Interesting. Good. I'm glad all those old tactics are going away.
Yeah, me too. It makes it a lot easier to just be authentic in how you're writing your content. So authenticity is huge across all social platforms, and it goes for your website and Google as well. So they're really just looking for relevant, authentic content that's going to serve the people coming to your website.
Yeah, totally. Sorry, I like went off on a tangent when you started talking about blogs. I'm like, this is my day-to-day life of like trying to explain the value to blogs to people.
Mm-hmm. And I was even to take it a step further, making it even easier. I mean, I feel like everyone writes an essay for their captions in Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I even tell people, if you are still not going to write that blog, copy and paste your caption from Instagram and make it into a blog. And just do a little keyword planner research, find out which keywords will help you rank a little bit higher, and just implement them into that caption. Yep. At least you have something, and you already have an image that you can put on there, and you have the content. Just take out all the wonky hashtags and you at least have something on your website.
Yeah. And doesn't Google honor like just for consistent new content on your site? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So if you can do, someone has asked me before, like how often you should be doing blogs. I mean, ideally once a week would be great, but if I commit to something, so commit to doing one once a month at least. But I think the easiest way just to get started is to take your captions from Instagram and just turn it into a blog right away.
That is so true. That's a great idea, because people are writing a lot of long form content on Instagram posts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think repurposing content is such a great way to make your life easier, because you can also repurpose that content into an email. And then you can also create a pin for Pinterest, because Pinterest is a great way to get organic traffic. And then you can create a pin to go to that blog that you already created.
Yeah, we've got an episode coming up about Pinterest here in a few weeks.
Love Pinterest. I won't talk anymore on it then, but I love Pinterest and everybody should be on it.
We're going to have Stephanie on the show, Stephanie Reels.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, yeah. She's by far a bigger expert than I am. So I will let her do the talking on that one.
Yes, but you got the SEO unlocked. So we talked about the free tools. We talked about blogging. Was there any other tips?
Just some like quick, easy things, easy wins you can do. So let's say you're taking your Instagram post and you're turning it in. You already have that image. You want to make sure you're optimizing images on your website. So one thing that Google really looks for to help you rank is the speed of your website. So when you click onto a website and you're frustrated because it's taking 5 seconds to load anything, most people will exit a website if it takes too long to load. Mm-hmm. And the reason your website is loading so slow is probably because of the images that are on your website. So a lot of people don't take into account how big of the images that they're uploading to their website are. So ideally, you want an image that's a JPEG, or there's like a WP format for web-based programs. So I think like Shopify creates these special images for you. But if you're doing something on WordPress, you ideally want a JPEG. You want it to be less than, I think it's 300 kilobytes. So KBs is what you'll see right next to the file size. Mm-hmm. And then you want it to be at a 72 DPI. So I know that sounds weird for probably most people. And what is that? Just Google DPI converter into your Google search. It'll pull up something where you can drop the image in. It'll convert it to 72 DPI for you. So you don't have to understand what it means, but it's essentially just compressing your image to a smaller size that's website friendly. So that's the image you're going to want to upload to your website, and then naming your images. This is a huge opportunity for you in SEO, is to name your images and using alt text. So Google also is looking for people who are being accessibility friendly. And alt text is how people with disabilities can read a website. So it'll read what the image is about to them. So when you're using alt text, you want to describe what's in the image that you have. That way, anyone with a disability can come to your website, understand what the image is, even if they can't see it. So that's really important, making sure the file size is very small as you can make it for your image, and then using titles for your images as well. So a lot of people will just upload an image and it might be a string of numbers. Google is going to read that and not serve that image to anyone else. So what happens is Google will show images within Google searches. Mm-hmm. So when you do a Google search, you have all the main text ones that come up, but then there's that tab that says Google Images. People can click on that, and that'll actually drive traffic to your website as well. So that's a huge missed opportunity for anyone not taking advantage of that.
Yeah. And I mean, we do this stuff for people, but I also tell people, like, if you are like hardcore on a budget and you don't know what any of this means, like, take your site. I mean, you can call somebody like on Fiverr or Upwork and hire somebody in the Philippines that can help you usually with some of these things. If this is just like sincerely completely over your head, like, I definitely think there's resources out there that are really cost effective for people that, you know they need to do this stuff, but they legitimately don't know what to do when they get into the back end of their website.
Mm-hmm. And I would say to anyone who just wants to outsource this, be careful with hiring anyone that says they're going to get you on the first page at the top of Google results. I mean, there, especially because of the pandemic, everyone is online right now. So it is nearly impossible for a smaller business who has not done any SEO to populate at the top of Google search results. Mm-hmm. It is also very unlikely for anyone to rank for a single word keyword anymore these days. So all the big companies have huge budgets to push getting ranked for. So for example, if you're a salon and spa, you're likely not going to rank for just salon and spa. That is probably a very competitive keyword. So you're going to want to search for things that are called long tail keywords. And that's essentially just a string of words put together. So like salon and spa, maybe it's salon and spa in Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. That is, you're probably more likely to rank. And that's actually better SEO strategy anyways, if you're more localized.
Yep.
But you want to start putting those string of words into that keyword planner to see, it'll spit out kind of the data and tell you which ones are popular. And then it'll give you similar keywords and suggestions of ones you should use. So it's literally telling you what to use when you're trying to create that content.
That's awesome. Another big thing that we've been paying more attention to lately is Google My Business. I mean, we've always paid attention to it, but, you know, back, I don't know how many years ago when Google Plus was a thing, you know, it didn't go over that well. They pushed it for a while and then they just couldn't compete with Facebook or whatever the case may be. And so they kind of gave up on it. But now I feel like Google My Business is kind of back. They do offer the option to post within there. And we've actually seen real traction for our clients. It's not like a Facebook where you need to post every single day, but I definitely think there's some traction there with that.
Definitely. They are actually pushing that out a little bit more. So any business can have a Google my business profile. It's free to set that up as well. And it's just an added value to you. Once you set it up, I mean, I haven't really posted anything for Lady Changemakers on it, and I still receive traffic from Google My Business. So definitely something easy that you can set up. It helps tell like Google Maps when your stores are open and your website. So you will see traffic just by setting your profile up.
Yeah. Even if you're a brick and mortar, if you're not already
required,
you definitely should be on there. If you're not on there, press pause on this right now and go create a listing so that you'll start popping up on the map. But for online stores, I think there's definite, value in verifying and also like going in there and filling out all your services, the areas you serve, about your phone number, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely. It's something super simple and it's free. The best part about Google tools is that they're all free.
Right. I think people just get overwhelmed and they don't really know what to use these things for, or they get information in there and then they don't know how to put that into practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So whenever I talk about SEO, I try to make it as simple as possible and just getting you started in it. Because as soon as you start and take the leap and the dive into it, it gets easier. You can just keep adding. Because SEO, yes, can be totally complicated. There's a million things that you can do, but just to get started and just putting content on your website is the bare minimum of what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm. And I also say pushing traffic back to your site too, like the things that you're posting on social. What can you, if you are writing a blog or whatever, posting it to social, linking and encourage that traffic back to the site.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So this is amazing and such good information. Hopefully you guys out there are taking notes, or you can always re-listen to the episode. So Jess, are there any other easy hacks that people can do themselves?
Yeah. And we probably should have led everyone with, you should be taking notes ahead of time for this. Yeah. Now I have a ton of hacks that you can kind of do for SEO. One of the things Google came out with, because everyone is pushing video, so Google will also reward you for having videos on your website. But it's important to, even if you have a page with a bunch of videos on it that people can consume, you want to make sure that your video also has its own page on your website. So Google wants to see that video separately on a separate page. And then all you have to do is use a transcription service to transcribe your video. You take the transcription, post it as the content. So that way you have the content already on your website. You have the video. Google's going to reward you for that. And there's also, when you start searching in Google, a lot of us have noticed that videos start to pop up too, within the first half of the page of Google searches. So this is how Google is picking up those videos, is because they have their own page on a website. So that's a quick, easy way to gain additional traffic and authority for your website.
Wow. Cool. I should do that. I mean, we have, for the podcast, we have individual pages that have like a recap of each episode, but like one day we'll get to the videos on there.
Yeah, definitely. And you can even for podcasts, even if you just do the transcription of the podcast as well. So you would have like the audio link and then you would have the transcription underneath. Yep. That's really helpful for Google. So Google loves that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cheap to get transcriptions too. I think there's some free services up to a certain amount. But it's, if you have to pay, I'm sure there's people on Fiverr that will do it pretty cheap.
Yeah. You. I think, I used a service for a while called Otter that was like $7 or $8 a month, something cheap. Mm-hmm. You do have to kind of go in and edit it a little bit because they catch everything you say, even like the slang stuff. Right. So, and I speak in slang all the time. Like I'm not a really like, on the podcast, we're not like super formal. So
yeah, it'll catch all the ums and the so's and
the,
all
you know,
the filler words. Yeah.
Yeah. I say, a lot. So, well, cool. What else do you have? I love this. I could sit here all day. I'm like writing down what I need to change on the site.
Well, Google also picks up what you're posting on social media too. So utilizing your social media a little bit better. There's alt text available on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest. So making sure that you're using those advanced alt text options. So most of the time they're located in the advanced feature section when you're about to post. Mm-hmm. So just utilizing that alt text too, because those can actually appear in Google searches as well.
Interesting. That's there on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's on Facebook images. It's on Twitter images and Pinterest and Instagram.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So those are really quick, easy ways to kind of just gain additional visibility. That alt text is also used in Instagram for searching too. So that's how Instagram is pulling a lot of people's searches, is through that alt text that you're putting in there.
Yeah. Wow. So
lots of quick little easy things that you guys can do to just gain a little bit more visibility.
I love it. So for anybody that's joined Lady Changemakers, have you seen any great results for them specifically? I know you said the people who upgraded their account get like 83% more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with our marketplace, what's cool about the marketplace is that each product listing is its own page. So the women that join our marketplace and opt for the done for you option that we have, we do all the SEO for you and build out your product pages. We build out your vendor storefront page. We make sure it's all SEO friendly. And we are seeing it's cool with SEO because it builds every single month. So you see the progression of what it's actually doing and what it's bringing in. So yeah, we definitely see the results almost immediately, especially for e-commerce, because pretty much all platforms are promoting e-commerce right now. And so if you have an e-commerce friendly website, it's going to perform better in Google just in general, because Google's really pushing that right now. So we are seeing a lot of our product pages doing really well through the searches.
No, and I mean, it won't be long until it's like holiday time. And that's, mm-hmm, I'm sure, a really big thing for the product space.
Oh yeah, definitely. And then that gets started in October. So,
oh my God,
that's coming up real quick.
Yeah. So if somebody is interested, if they're listening right now and they want to support or join Lady Changemakers, maybe they own their own business, like, give them the scoop on that.
Yeah. So just visit ladychangemakers.com. At the top of our website, we have a vendor link up there. So if you're interested in joining, we have information on our different packages that we have. Again, we try to serve women-owned businesses where they're at in their journey. So if you're just looking for free visibility, join our directory, totally free to join. If you're looking for a little bit more visibility, trying to reach new clients and customers, you can join our marketplace. We have a do-it-yourself option where you build out your own storefront, all the way to a completely done-for-you option where we do all of the SEO that I mentioned throughout this entire podcast. We do all of that for you. We also do social media posts for you for an entire year through Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest. We also do an email newsletter and a blog promotion. So we take care of the women who choose that done for you option.
Wow, that's awesome. So they get like not only your platform, but you're really like assisting them on their profiles and platforms as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our entire mission is to uplift and make sure women-owned businesses are seen and heard. So we go above and beyond for anyone that joins our platform.
I love it. I know you were doing a giveaway. Do y'all still have that going on?
Yes. For anyone who wants to kind of get a taste of our platform, we have a box that we're giving away full of women-owned products and services. It's valued at well over $250 and it's amazing. So we have a giveaway. It's all you have to do is go to ladychangemakers.com/giveaways and you can enter in there. We're doing giveaways once a month.
Awesome. Well, I follow all y'all's stuff on social too. So I love seeing all the different women-owned businesses and who's out there.
I love getting a new women-owned business, even just in the directory for free, because I stalk everyone who joins. So yeah, it's so exciting to see when we get a new one and I get to learn about their business and learn about their mission and what they do.
Well, it's like a little like network of our community of its own, mm-hmm, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. That's one of the exciting things that happens is that when women owned businesses join, they start searching the directory to help themselves. I have a lot of women that reach out to me asking for connections, and I know a lot of the women that are in our platform, so I get to connect people and I love seeing how they collaborate and work together.
There you go. That's like the whole thing behind the mission is like, mm-hmm, not just like bringing buyers to the site for them, but like these connections to me are more valuable than anything you can get, mm-hmm, out of a relationship like this.
Oh yeah. I can't agree more with that.
Very cool. Well, is there anything else you wanted to share?
I mean, I can go on for hours, but I think I think I've given you guys enough hacks. If you want to visit my Instagram, I do a lot of Instagram or TikTok at Lady Changemakers. I do a lot of tips and tricks for social, for SEO and just organic reach in general on that page.
Love it. Well, y'all go find Jess, Lady Changemakers, on all the social platforms. Check out the website, buy something and support a woman-owned business or get your business on there. That'd be really, really awesome. So Jess, thank you so much for coming on the show today. This has been awesome. Maybe we'll have to do a part two one day to like let everyone digest this first amount of information and then we'll go back for part two.
I love it. I'm totally in.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socially's Instagram or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.